her, no?
Say that again. A regularly healthy woman.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden discovers
dying. Kesem.
And there was no hergish. Right. Kesem. And there's right. no hergish. Okay, and it's not the B'shas Vesta.
Not Vesta, right?
Vesta. So that is she a Nida? No, if she's 11 in the 11 days.
Exactly.
And let's say she's not in the 11 days.
Okay.
Okay, let's say the 11 days are over.
Okay.
It's day 19.
Right.
And she has no hergish.
Right.
And it's not expected because only day 19.
Okay.
And she discovers now, she did a bdika yesterday, she was clean. And now she discovers, dam. Is she a Nida? She certainly is. You don't have to have a hergish to become a Nida. That's the whole first Mishnah.
Okay.
A woman does a bedika, she discovers dam, so she goes back, bekidah lebekidah, me'es la'es, or dayashaita. What do you mean? There's
so
a hergish. Hergish.
So what does a hergish accomplish?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
What should hergish? There's a hergish, so then you know what happened right now. If you don't go back, me'es la'es, a hergish would accomplish if a woman has a hergish. And then she sees that. Then she does the bedika an hour later,
right,
and discovers there's dam. So that means she does not need to go back more than an hour. You do not say dayashaita. You do not go back mipekida lipekida. You do not say me'es la'es. The hergish is telling you this is when it happened. Doesn't that make sense? I mean, that's obvious.
Okay.
No. What do you say?
Okay.
I think it should be obvious. That isn't that obvious? A woman. We have three opinions. And then the woman has a hergish, and she checks 2 hours later. And in between the moment of the hergish and 2 hours later, she's oisik in taharis. And now she makes the bedika. So what is the halacha according to all opinions? Everyone. You go back to the zman of the hergish. Isn't that pashut?
Okay. So I'm just wondering over here, what, he has a note over here at the bottom. We're saying over here, the mission says, metama ba'oil. Okay.
Revius. Okay. Only revius.
And says over here, yes, she yotz adam meirechma, whatever, harecha, la'achamoysa.
La'achamoysa.
La'achamoysa. Harehu kechol dam, shayedayin chelik megufa b'shas misa. And let's say for some reason she has a cut, and suddenly her blood comes out. So what's
her? A revius of dam is metame be'oyel.
Oil, kishyeh shuviz men b'yachar. Machmas din zeh shal tumas meis hu shet tzayna ha-mishna she yotz men revius dam.
So what's the point over here? What's the mission? What's the chiddush in the mission over here? Well, I told you one chiddush, and that is that the dam of the rechem is not like mei raglayim. Mei raglayim achar misa is nothing, correct? Being that this dam, a living person cannot be metame. No such thing. A living person does not have the koyach to be metame. There is mechadish. The dam nida is metame. How far? Where do you get that? A living person, the blood of a living person is metame. It's like kula chiddush. So that's only when the person is alive. Now, when the person dies, you want to say that same dam that was metame then when they were alive now will take on the status of regular dam, a regular dam that you need that a revisa metame oil. Maybe not. Maybe that. Maybe there are different types of dam. There's dam toyar, dam tame. There's the different colors of blood. There's damaka. We had all these different types of bloods. Who says that such a mitzvah exists? Kamashman, yes. Don't be fooled. Dam is dam. Memela, even though she died, and even though this dam came from the rechem, so what? Dam is dam. If there's now a collection of revius of this dam, it's no less than the dam of the body of revius metame be'oihel.
I would like to make a supposition here. I would like to work.
Fancy.
Ha'isha
shemesa. Over my education.
Ha'isha shemesa.
Yeah.
Yotze mena revius dam. Okay.
Okay.
Metame mishum kesem. B'mashahu. Not be revius. B'mashahu. It's metame as tumas nidah. Because that's what Rashi says. Metame the dam nidah b'mashahu.
Why?
Tumas mesa metame el revius. And then the mishum says, metame ba'oyel. That's where you need the revius dam.
Correct.
If it's biyache. But metame mishum kesem. It had nothing to do with the revius dam.
What it says in time Mishum Kesem, why? Because we're chayish, that the dam came out before she died.
Is that the reason?
Yes. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Eina mitame Mishum Kesem mibnei sheneka Mishum Mesa.
Okay.
The reason why there's Tumas Kesem is because if the blood came from the rechem, there's now a when did the blood come out? Well, after she died, you now it's visible, the blood is present. But now we have the question.
The question, the Gemara is going to explain why, according to the Tana Kama, the Dam Asim Metama Kedam Nida Gomer. The Gemara is going to discuss that.
Because with Chayish, it came out when she was alive. Okay. We do not know the facts.
The Gemara. You know the Gemara. I didn't see
it. I know nothing. I don't see the Gemara either. Mechlau, the Tana Kama Sover, Af Agav, the Nekar Dam Mishamesa. Is that really what it means to go say Dam? Because Rabbi Huda.
I'm just trying to get clarity over this. So, on the mission says, Isha Shemesa, there's been a review.
The Yotza now.
That's Negel, only Gabatumas Oil.
Correct.
Okay.
But then there's also Metama Misham Kesem, even if you do not have a Revius, and you only have a Mashahu.
That's what Rashi says, right.
So it's also going to be Metame, a different type of Tumma. Tumas Kesem.
It says the same thing. Not
an oil, not by oil. It's not in time by oil, a kesem.
Okay, how about that? Not.
But it's in time of the garment.
And that's why the mission says, revius dam.
Revius dam for by oil.
Exactly.
But let's say you do not have a revius, so you have a mashahu. So, on the, oh, no,
so the way the mission should have said, Isha Shemesa v'yotzim menu dam mitam shem kesef. And then if there was a revius, mitam by oil.
Correct.
The way the mission is laid out,
it's confusing.
Chas v'shalom. It's in our mind, we have to do a little extra work.
It's extra not CPU cycles to process the information that it should make sense to our little minds. Right. Well, I have a little mind. You have a great mind. You are, after all, Marcus Lehman. The name evokes fear, yeah, pachat, yeah, in the Welt. Yeah. They should have asked you to speak yesterday, you know? I should have made a machah. The litzanis, the jokes are not of oyim. I haven't spoken all the stuff. What does that mean, Rashi? State in the Ilgarashi, Latanakama, Makar, Mikamatome, Hilgaliver, Avgav, Shenekar, Lachamisa.
I'm not finished the mission. I'm just going Shenekar, Mishamesa. So therefore, since it's Nekem Mishamesa, so therefore
there's no kesem.
There's no dam neither.
No kesem.
Right.
So anything less than a revius, there's no tuma.
Exactly.
But a woman is alive and she's giving and she dies in birth in labor, then certainly the blood came out mishachayim. The male then is kesem. Then even if it's less than a mashahu,
right,
it came out when she was alive.
Right.
And madam, now the wording of the Mishnah would seem to indicate that there's a machleks Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. When are we chayish that blood came out from? Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, the Tanakhama holds the blood came out of Mishnah Mechaim. But that's not what it says in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah's words are V'yotza, it says Klar, Ho'isha Shemesa, and now, for the very first time, introducing for the very first time the blood of the dead. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go tell me the Nafmim to Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakhama is a Machlaikis. When did the dam first emerge? You can't say that because the vocabulary, the grammar of the mission is Ha'isha Shemesa. First she died, then we know as a fact the Yotzea Mimena Revius Dam.
It could have been the Mechitzes of her body.
No, then the mission would say Ha'isha Shemesa V'Nimsa Revius Dam. It may well be that the Gemara says this. Look at Rashi, the Gemara. Michlal. The Tanakhama Sava, the Gemara is saying that it's a given. The Tanakhama is not coming to disagree with the Mitzvahs.
Okay, let's get to the Gemara. But then, Rabbi Yossi's sheet, Rabbi Yossi says, fascinating, became a tam, but oil means you can't dance at both chasnas. You say you're announcing for the very first time, so you cannot dance at both chasnas.
Which means
that this dam, if it's dam that was Nekar, according to Rabbi Yehuda from the Makar when she was alive, so obviously this dam is not metama oil because dam of a living person is not metama oil.
Correct. That's the case of Rabbi Yehuda.
That's Rabbi Yehuda. No one argues.
Well, we have to see that. Rabbi Yehuda, what exactly is the case? Does they have more information needs to be provided? What exactly is the matzah?
Be'isha Yeshevis al Mashber. That's the case.
So let's say she have a collection of revis of that from a living person. Of a living person, you go to give a pint of blood. A person goes and donates his blood. So is the blood metam revis of dam is metam ba'oyel? The whole area.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Why? Because blood of a living person, not metame. So the zel b'zach when it comes to it now. But the problem over here is the difference. Here's the words. The person ultimately died. And this blood was like basically the dam ha-nefesh. Think about it like that. Like an animal dies for a carbon, for a zrika. So what do you put on the mizbeach? You put on the mizbeach the dam sha-neshama yoytzeba. So this woman, she's al ha-mashber, and she's dying. And this blood is accompanying her death. So even though technically speaking the blood, it came out of her body when she was alive, but being that it accompanied her death, maybe we can argue that this blood should be considered to be dam, should be considered to be dam, like blood which came out after a person died.
And it should be metam boil.
Boil. Kamash malon. The bottom line is, since the blood departed from her body when she was still alive.
Which is interesting, because maybe we should go l'chumra in both cases. Maybe we should go l'chumra. We all go l'chumra.
Oh, yeah. Now you're saying a gval d'gesvar. So it's a chiddush. Now you're seeing over, you see over here that it's an incredible chiddush. That since this blood came out of her body when she was alive, even though she ultimately died together with the emergence of this blood, it does not matter. Eina metame be'oihel. It's not metame. Okay, we have to see in the Gemara. Mechlal, first part of the halacha. No one's coming to argue the blood of this. The first case, the woman died, and then we discover blood from the rechem. The blood came out. It's not a usual, right? That's not an unusual thing. Blood doesn't come from the rechem of a woman. I don't know. I'm not a chaver kaddish. I don't know what goes on there. But it seems unusual. The common kam is not coming to disagree, but he holds. Avgav the nek adam mishemesa, because that's what it says in the Mishnah. It says mishemesa mitame mishem kesem. He holds. So what? It doesn't matter. There's still going to be a mashahu of the dam of the makar. It's a different zone. It's an amazing concept. The dam in this makam is in a different zone. Tanakhama says, even if this blood comes out of the body, achar misa, since if it would have come out of the body when she was alive, it would be metame b'mashahu, midin nida, kesem. So too, after she dies, if it comes out now for the very first time, it's a zelba halacha.
Okay, well, we haven't gotten to a hesbeth yet.
On the ziri, the answer is, in achnami makor mikoymoy tame ika binayu, Rashi. Makar, ilatanakama, makar, mekame, tame, lhirch, af algav, shenekar, leachar, misa, metame, benidus, bimnesha, hoye, bimakar, mechayim. You hear that? The blood was there in the makar, in that zone, mechayim, which means it has potential in the body to be metame, bimashu. Now that it emerges from her body, leachar, misa, so what? Nothing changes. Oh, what about tuma balua? What about the principle of tuma balua? Right, tuma balua. When something's in the body, I guess it doesn't make sense over here what that means for many reasons. V'yavagav, even though the lachamisa lav roahi. Okay, the saying over here is basically kevan shemes nase chavshim in amitzvos. Saying a yisoid, the din what shafts the din tuma? He alom shabriskavart. What shafts the din tuma? Is it the din ri'ya? Now that I know that it's dam nida, it's the roa, the fact that you see the blood, that creates a chalois tuma. It's a mitzias. The blood in the makar, the etzem is tame. You don't need to acknowledge it. You don't need to acknowledge it in order to create the tuma. That's the machlaikas. Brisk Gemara.
What are the other options over here? We have a Mechlal Tanakam Sava, Afagav the Neket Dam.
Rabbi Yehuda says, look, we have over here the woman dies, and right. Now a revius, a mashu of blood, that's Machlagis, a mashu of blood comes out of right. The Makar after she dies. It was fully within her body when she was alive. After she dies, somehow, some way, a mashu of the comes out from the Makar Achamisa. Question. Does that mashu of dam that comes out of the makor achamisa, is it metame, the garment, mishum kesem?
So that's why I'm having a little difficulty over here, because I was assuming that the machlekes was toila on whether dam comes out after a person dies or doesn't. Is that the machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? Does dam come out after a person dies or not?
Does dam come out after a person dies?
Okay. He says over here, "Let me establish a Tanakam of Yehuda nechleku b'svara ba'alma im yesh laniach she'adam neker mechayim or she'nekel achar misa."
No, it's not the mitzias.
It's not the machlokes.
The mitzias is the blood came out li achar misa. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Right. It says in the Mishnah the words ha'isha shemesa v'yotzeah. And now,
because the Mishnah, right?
Read the Mishnah.
I see what the Mishnah.
The Mishnah, the blood first came out of the body. It's the grammar of the Mishnah. After she died, and now for the very first time, blood emerges. Okay. So now the question that what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Since the blood came out of the body after she died, there's no way in the world it can be a din of kesem.
So
why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds the din of tumas nida is the din of roa. Roa. She sees. When she sees the blood, the seeing, the acknowledgement of the blood coming out is what shafts the chalos tumah on the dam. She's dead. Memela chavshim in ha-mitzvahs. It's not shaykh for the chalois tumah of nida to be chal after she dies. Because the only way that the blood ever, while it's in a rechem, it's not tame. The mekoymai, makar, the makam of the makar is not a zone of tumah. It's a zone of tahara. The blood has to come out.
Let's
acknowledge.
Let's read this first Rashi over here. What is Rashi saying over here?
Rashi of the Gemara, Latanakama, Makar, the Makar. The Makar means the Rechem.
You're right, Makar. It says
the Makar. Mekoymoi Tame. The Etzem Makoim.
Which Rashi? I'm reading the first Rashi.
The first of the Gemara. What do you have there?
Latanakama, Makar, Mekoymoi Tame.
Right, so right. So what does those words mean?
Oh, that's already the, this is already upset. This is already the answer.
Hilchach, therefore. Af al gav shenek al yachar misa, even though the blood came out of the body after misa, it doesn't matter. A mashuhu of that dam that was in the makor when she was alive has potential to be metame a beget. Metame benidus, the dinim of nida, which is what you bothered by. You wanted to say nida, in other words, kesem. So here Rashi satisfies you, and he changed the vocabulary from kesem to nidus. Satisfied with that?
Okay.
Mibnei, why? Shahaya ba makar mechayim.
So why doesn't the Mishnah tell me? Why doesn't the test of machlekes? Then why is Rabbi Yehuda saying if Mesha?
Because he disagrees. Because he's exactly what he's coming to tell you. I disagree with this yisoid. I disagree with Tanakhama, and I hold that the way a woman, the dam nida, is tamei, is when it leaves the body and there's an acknowledgement. That is called the word roa. The af algav de la achar misa, even though after misa, lav, the principle, the concept of a woman of roa seeing the blood, acknowledging the existence of the blood does not exist li achar misa. She died. So there's no way for her to acknowledge, oh, the blood has arrived. You need the human element of the woman to create a chalois of tumah upon the mashu of blood. It's not totally in the mokoim. Whereas the Tanakhama disagrees. He says your intelligence, your acknowledgement, the human element is irrelevant. It's a matter of anatomy. This blood in this location of your body, who cares what you know, you think, doesn't matter. The etzem in the body, in this zone, in this makom, it is tame. It can be metame afilu b'mashu. Now, after she dies, there's no principle of roeh, doesn't matter. It comes out of mashu, it's metame shem kesem. I cannot believe you're having a hard time with this. You normally like lightning fast. I can't keep up with you.
Yeah, anyway. So,
the Yetzer Hara, because the doesn't want you to finish Shas. Yeah. It's holding you back. Yeah, it's Vamash, you're young enough to learn
more. Because the Lush in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha Shemesa V'yotzim Min Revi'ez Dam. Okay.
Revi'ez Dam, you told the words now, Kaka. Revi'ez Dam, for sure.
Yeah, Ha'isha Shemesa V'yotzim Min Revi'ez Dam. Mitamash Shem Kesem, which means B'mashahu.
Right.
Okay, Mitamash Shem Asu. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mifnei sheneker mishem meisa."
So there's no tumas kesem,
which again is mashma that he says it's not what this word is over there. Blame it stabber to say that they're arguing when the dam actually came out.
It's not 100 times.
I know, but the mashma, the lushan from the mission's mashma that they are arguing.
Why?
Because Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says Mifnei sheneker mishem meisa.
Right.
That means he's arguing on the Tanakhama who would hold it. No, that maybe it came out before.
The reason why you can't say that is two reasons. Number one is because that's not what it says in the Mishnah. Read the words. Ha'isha, Shemesa, the Yatsa, and number two, the Gemara explicitly says that's not what they're arguing about.
Well, yeah, because I understand what the Mishnah says. I don't understand what the Gemara
says.
So
what then is the Machlaikis? It's a Lamdash Machlaikis. The Lamdash Machlaikis is when a healthy woman, let's discuss.
Let's go by the dead lady. The dead lady over here.
No, no, you need a healthy person.
Afagav, the Nekadam, Mishemesa, Mitam, Mishem Kesem. Why? And therefore, even though the dam came out afterwards, but it was in a state of tumah before she died, period.
What kind of state of tumah?
Neither.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Even though it did not come out, it did not come out yet.
That's it.
The potential was there. and the Rabbanon.
She's dead now. She's dead now.
It was already time when she was alive.
It was already time when she was alive. Right. But it never came out.
Right.
Let's
doesn't have to come out.
Doesn't have to come out.
Mokar mikoymai tameh. He doesn't have to come out.
But now there's a new din in this lady over here now. She's dead. There's no din. The fact that it didn't come out when she's alive, very nice. But now she's dead. The whole world of Nida is history. It doesn't pertain to her anymore.
Kevin Shemes Nafshi Chav Shemina Mitzvahs. So along comes Rabbi Yehuda, and he's telling you that you learned a whole Masechta Nida. You learned Gan Shas. You don't understand the way Nida works. The way Nida works is the person is Tahar, but in their body is hiding a treasure house of Tumah. But I'm Tahar. How could you be Tahar when in your body you're carrying a storage house of Tumah? Exactly the point. The point is that you are a person who's Tahar, but in the Makar is a treasure trove of Tumah.
But there's parts of her body. So anything that was, she's a living human being is Tahar.
Right.
Okay, when she dies, so let's say she's the liver inside of her body, now has a new din.
Oh,
now
it doesn't.
Now the liver is Tumah. Any organ.
She's dead. The body is Tumah.
Exactly. The body is Tumah. So the dam that's in her makar also has a new din when she's dead.
No, that's exactly what you're saying. It doesn't.
The Tanakama.
Tanakama is more fundamental. Tanakama is even better. The Tanakama holds the blood in her body is not even Tumah when she's alive.
Tanakama. Oh, you're sure he says.
No, it doesn't.
Tanakama. Tanakama says the dam that comes in now, she's Tumah. Dam Nida. Of course it's Tumah. You mix it. The Tanakama is the one who says.
I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama holds that dam mikoymai tummy.
Okay.
And Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say? He says, a woman, when she is alive, there's blood in her body, nothing. Tahar. Through and through.
We can move on over here. Rabbi Yehuda.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's a lom de shavart. Michlal, dann kommst du aber dann mit dem Mischmeister mit haben mit dem Kessel am sehr am sehr im Car mit kein mal Tommy gegeben ayu gut und meide das war weit in der Braisa in der Rashi no we did the whole Rashi fine und meide Rabbi Yehuda, that's right in the Mishnah going out to the part 2 of the Mishnah when a woman is al-mashber, a woman is giving birth and she dies in labor and there was blood that came out of the body when she was alive. So then the blood came when you were alive.
It was necker from the makar, which it only came in after she's dead.
Therefore, she's tameh, kesem, because since it was necker from the makar when she was alive.
Potentially. We don't know for
it
sure.
It did. The Yoshua Vamesa, the Yotza, no, it says Vamesa. Oh, you're right. The Yotza, now look at the grammar. The Yotza means after she died. The Yoshua Salmashber, Vamesa. You see, a good kakasha, good point. Now, when it says viyotza, literally, it means now for the very first time. But yet he's coming to say, even though it's now for the very first time, no, it's not to be taken literally in the Mishnah. Viyotza ben mirvi estam shi mitam misham kesem, because the blood really came out when she was alive. Let's see Rashi, right in the Gemara.
The truth of the matter is, if the Mishnah would have reversed it, then it would have made things way too complicated. Because what's Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush? I mean, Malzutar, Yotza ben mirvi estam umesa? What's it to talk about? So the point is, Dafka is Umesa, and the Chiddush is that we are...
Even after she dies...
No, so if you say, Yosem and Ervias Dam, Umesa...
Of course.
Mazel Tov.
Of course, the blood is there. But now the Chiddush is saying, now first, but yet the Lamdus is, even though to our eyes, the blood first emerged, Liachar Misa, we suspect that it was already emerged before she died. Okay. So the Yotza just means that to our eyes, to our knowledge, it came out, but essentially it was Yotza.
Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Dam Nida Metame Mishyotza Merechem Lebeis HaChitzon Afa Pishua Dayan B'Soy HaGuf.
So Yotza is indeed accurate. Because Yotza means L'Chutz L'Guf, and the Tumah we have to assume was in the Beis HaChitzon.
It's also important to make note over here. There's Revi's Dam. There's no Sheikhis here to Revi's Dam. Revi'is dam. It's dam bekesem. That's it. End of story. B'mashu. What's the so he says over in the bottom. That's referring to the Rabbi Yosi. That's going to Rabbi Yosi.
I lost you on that point. Let's see Rashi.
Umayd Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah.
Umayd Rabbi Yehuda bechlam mechal hanakam esavar.
Umayd in the Mishnah. Umayd Rabbi Yehuda b'mash b'yeshes
l'mashper.
Umayz of yotz menu. Revi is dam. Wow. What Revi? What I need Revi is dam. She metalim mishum kesem. If it's mekesem, it's mashu. What I need to. That, what is the Mishnah tell me that your Revi is dam?
Oh. Okay. I appreciate that. Right. Okay. So what's the answer?
He says over here. That lehusker Revi is
Rabbi Yosi. Okay. Okay, fine. But so enochanami, enochanami. The ikur point of Rabbi Yehuda here is the mashu,
which is troubling because the Mishnah Gemara now asking on Rabbi Yosi on Rabbi Yehuda that he holds that it is metamel ba'oil.
Michlal,
who says
the Tanakama Savar, but Oyel Name Mitame?
Who says the Tanakama? Or he's just talking about Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, not our Tanakama.
Right, it's a different change in the gears. Ois Gimel over here, Nusach Acher, Michlal Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Enachrami.
Right, so
Rabbi Yehuda. So you have Michlal Rabbi Yehuda Savar. Well, Name Mitame, exactly your point. Oh, that's the problem, which is the problematic part. You have to change the gears. Michlal.
But still. But still,
so you have to change the gears. Because he says those words.
Which words?
In the Mishnah, he says, yeah. And she dies.
Yeah.
Okay, the fact that it says,
who says that Yehuda would hold that it's Metame Ba'oil? That's what the Gemara is asking a question.
Ah, how do you know that?
How do you know that?
So let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? You're right, good Kashi. I see all these points will never pick up not for you. Well, now I'm bitmiya.
Exactly.
So where did you get an indication? I know the answer. You know what the answer is? Because Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi response.
Huh?
The answer, the way that the Mechlal, the way we know it is because of the because of Rabbi Yehuda, because of the next words, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Lefichach, Einoi Metame Be'oil. Rabbi Yosi is coming to argue.
And Rabbi Yehuda would say, Rabbi Yosi, you don't even, this is something you even have to tell me that Einoi Metame Be'oil.
Is Metame Be'oil.
Rabbi Yosi says, Einoi Metame.
If Rabbi Yosi is responding to Rabbi Yehuda.
He's not responding, he's just adding his own. Chiddush over here. This dam over here is not metame ba'oil. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, I don't even have to mention a point like that. This is ugaret. The ugaret that is not metame ba'oil.
So what's the answer?
If Rabbi Yehuda's
Rashi seems to say
Rashi's just telling you
that the word lefichach Rashi from the next Rashi appears to say that the whole machlokes here is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. And the word lefichach, I hear what you're saying, in this context, means there's a machlegis.
Okay. So now we come to the next Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda, ha'il, sofiku, sofik and nekuk,
because he comes to argue.
Sofik and nekuk, miksosu, l'achamisa.
I mean, the dam tevusa.
Tevusa,
dam which drips, that drips out of the body. Ika benai. What does that mean? Tanya l'mbaris. Here we go to the whole sugya. Dam tevusa. Tanya l'mbaris. Is it dam tevusa? What is dam tevusa? What is this? Perash, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda. Horuk, it means it's a slain person, Misas Bezden. Okay, I went there, they told me a tour, they showed me, this is where the Bezden did Misas Bezden. I said, baloney, how do you know they did Misas Bezden? Okay, how could you possibly know this is where they did Misas Bezden? What kind of, you believe that? The Torah guide said, this is where the Bezden in Yerushalayim, they did Misas Bezden. They did Misas Bezden almost never. How could you know, going back 1,000 years, I don't know. Horuk, a dead body, Shiyatza, Mimenu dam bein b'chayev bein b'moisa. Yeah, whether he was alive, whether he was dead. Safek b'chayev yatsa. We have a safek. Safek b'chayev yatsa. Safek b'moisa yatsa. Safek b'chayev b'moisa. Okay, we know nachmal. Haruk shiyatsa mimenu dam bein b'chayev bein b'moisa. Safek b'chayev yatsa b'moisa yatsa. Safek b'chayev b'moisa. Both. It came out of his body. Both. So that is called Zeh Dam Tevus. Okay, so that's what's called Dam Tevus. We have blood which is coming out of the dead body. We do not know. It's a suffix. There is a triple suffix. Maybe Bechayev, maybe Moise, maybe part
Bechayev. And why don't we have a sex fake over here by this Dam that came out?
What's sex fake?
Suffix whether she was alive, suffix she was dead, and suffix whether it was neither, and suffix whether it was not neither.
What? Isha Yesheves al Hamashber. Where the blood came from the rechem. There is no suffix of the blood.
Is that that a lady who gives birth? That's not dam nidus.
Yes, it is. Kimei nidasa titma. Yes, it is.
Kimei nidasa titma.
Absolutely, it's the same blood. The pasuk in the Torah. There's a dam in the makar. What are you talking about? There's dam in the makar. Of course it is. That's the pasuk. A woman who gives birth, she's tummy for 7 days or 14 days. Kimei tumas nidasa titma.
Kimei.
Like. It's the makar. A woman who gives birth, okay, I have to go talk to an OBGYN to get you all the details, right. But the partial...
Dam nidus is an egg. That
does not fertilize. Does not. Okay. It's self-destructs.
We're not talking about any dam.
When a woman gives birth...
So...
I hear what you say. You say that dam nida is when the egg does not fertilize. In this case, the egg turned into a baby. So what's the blood then? The blood ain't psichas kever beloy dam.
So the dam yoledes.
So what is dam yoledes? I don't know. It's obviously not the same, but it appears from the Gemara that it's being that it's the mokim. Melameid sheha mokim goyrim. Right?
Okay.
The mokim was goyrim.
So where do you even see the possibility that the dam of the yoledes is metamba bekesem? The whole din of kesem. It's only by dam nidus. Would you even have a possibility of a din of kesem by dam yoledes? Let's say a lady, she's in labor, and she sees a drop of blood coming out. Okay, what din does she have?
She's a yoledes.
Okay, so she also to her husband she measures him. 7 days.
No,
7 days.
She's a nida for 7 days.
Nida for 7 days.
And then 33 days of tahara.
I'm not talking. She didn't give birth. The drop of blood came out. She was her due date. Is in 2 weeks.
Neither.
And now
neither.
Drop.
Clear as day. Neither. Clear as day. Neither.
So there's no din kesem bechlal by this lady over here.
What are you talking about? That's exactly what the kesem is. Neither. A woman, you told me she's pregnant, and she has a drop blood that comes out. She's a neither. What's the shaila? I don't see the question. A woman now is in leida, and there's dam. We have to first learn the sugi of dam tusa. What is dam tusa? The Gemara says, what is dam tusa? Savik bechay, savik shows me the dam. Bein bechay bein moysa. Savik bechay zeh yasa. Savik zeh moysa yasa. Yasa. Savik bechay bein moysa. Zeh dam tevusa. Vachachamim oimim bereshus hayachet seikoi tamei. Bereshus taram seikoi to the classic case. So that's not so. That's not called dam tevusa. That's a classic case sugi of soita. A sugi of soita. So what in the machlokes? Ella a zehu dam tevusa. Vos is dam tevusa. Here we go. We know for sure, but vadayin loy posak, and it still did not yet stop. The blood is still flowing. Safek ruboy bechayev umiutu b'moysay. Safek miutu bechayev ruboy b'moysay. Zeh dam tevusa. Okay, so we have over here a new opinion of what it means dam tevusa. There's no doubt about it. Blood came bechayev, blood b'moysay. We just do not know what the roiv is. And also, there's a very critical point over here. The blood is still flowing. See, this goes into all the big sugis of Shev Shmaitza. All the sugis of Sveika, all the lamed shekels over here. Why would you have to add the element, the adayin loy posak? Why is that relevant to our discussion? This dam that came out, Safik b'chayev, Safik if the majority is b'chayev, so why do you have to say adayin loy posak? Obviously, that element is critical in order to make this into a case of dam tevusa, because if the blood already stopped and you just had a general question, was the majority b'chayev b'moysay? That's the same machlokes. Savik b'reshus hayachid tameh, savik b'reshus rab mitar. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We have to add another element. Ba'adayin loy posak. So we're no longer in this typical sugya of saita. Because Saita is a sugya of posak. The woman was inside the room. We do not know what happened. But right now, she's not in the room anymore. Right now, it's over. Masha hoya kvar hoya. Now we have a suffix. If the blood did not stop, blood stopped flowing. Classic. The blood is flowing. And now we need to decide immediately. We have a shail in front of us. Posak. What's the halacha? That's called dam tevusa. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, he has a third opinion. Haruk Shiyotza, made that Rabbi Yisam. V'hoye mutal b'mita. And he's in the bed. V'domai mitaftef leguma. And it's dripping into a pit. The entire pit is tamei, and this is not dam too. This is a new halacha. This is a naya halacha. You hear the halacha? He holds that even one mashu of dam of a dead body that drips into a puddle of blood of that came out of the body when he was alive automatically changes the status of the entire collection into dam mis into matan b'meis. Chiddush, harug shiyotzu mi'en revius dam. The dead person, it came out of revius dam. What is it over here in Oiz Dalet?
Part b'chayev, part b'meisei.
Revius dam, so he's dead. So when, part, okay, part b'chayev, part b'meisei. Then you have to add the element in, right? Fine. Chayev b'chayev b'meisei. V'den metavtev, lugumo, tamim, v'neshati v'shol misa, v'revus boi. V'chachamim, mitarim, v'nei wai, sherishoin, rishoin, nifsa. Bottle. Bittul b'dam. Min b'minoi. Okay, now before we see the kash, let's see Rashi. Give me Rashi over here. Rashi, go back. Iga b'na the dam tusa, right? Dam tusa we have over here is zero dam tusa. Going back to the Rashi. Rashi over here says, the higher up. Dam tevusa ika b'nayu. Rabbi Yehuda, hoil v'savikul, savik im nekar kula mechayim, savik im nekar miktsasa li'achar misa, have dam tusa. And that's why Rabbi Midrabon Metamim. Oh, so here he says that the Rashi over here throws it over here something explosive. What's the explosive statement? Umidrabanon. Why did Rashi have to say those words? That word. You hear? Rashi is injecting into the Gemara something which totally changes the equation. He's saying only Midrabanon Metamim Boyal. The Midraisa Achetei Revius Lachan.
The question would be Sufik Deraisa Lachumra.
It's not a suffix. It's a vada.
It is a suffix.
It's a. You don't have here very, in front of
very,
you.
Very, very much a big suffix. So actually says it four times, three times over here.
Nachmal, Rabbi Yehuda chayil v'safiku chsavik imnekar kulu mechayim safik imnekar miktsasai. Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees. That you have an exactly one revius of dam. Okay, you don't have more. You don't have more than that. You have exactly bidyuk on the scale. One revius of dam. If the entire revius came out,
mechayim,
then you talk about. Safik im nekar miktsasai liachar misa. Oh, why is there a problem? We don't have revius. Why is it a problem? We don't have revius. Liachar misa. Teretz is, even a mashahu that comes out liachar misa and mingles with the same blood that was mechayim automatically upgrades.
Whoa. Where do you
upgrades
get that? Where do you get that from?
To a suite on the third floor.
Upgrades it to what?
To dam misa.
What?
Yep.
A mashu?
A mashu.
Where do you get that from?
Miktsasai.
Don't.
Read Rashi.
Excuse me.
You're shocked what I just said, right? Read Rashi. L'Rabbi Yehuda hoyel v'safiku savik im nekar kuloi mechayim. Now, if nekar kuloi mechayim, there's no shilat's tar. Safik im nekar miktsasai liachar misa. We write it.
It's a gzera.
It's only midrabanan.
Right, exactly. Because midraisa, you can never in a million years do such an upgrade.
Right. Correct. Havidam tusa, and that's why Rashi adds in what it does not say in the Gemara. Ikor choser min hasefer. The ikor yisoid of this piece of Gemara is this word of midrabanan metame boil. The midraisa, no way, Hosea, you're going to have a revius of blood which is not pure liachar misa mitame. The midraisa achete revius liachar misa. Rabbi Yosi holds high lav dam tevusahu. Why? The kevon since it's bichlal nakulam tevus. The kevon dechras leleit who kuloi nekar mechaim. There's no doubt about it. All of the blood came out mechayim. So let's review the yisoid. We have machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Isha yeshavus al mashmer, and she died. And we have now in front of us a puddle of blood, exactly revius of blood. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since she was kodas lele, there is no doubt in our minds, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we're more certain about this than anything in the world. All of this blood came out mechayim. The mela tahar tahar tahar. Good?
She does that?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Rashi says Suffolk maybe somebody came in
after. That's Rabbi Yossi.
You're switching up the Bandar Amri, my friend.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi holds. Yeah. Tahar. Rabbi Yossi says, since she was Yeshiva Salamashba, there's no doubt about it that all came out Mechayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even though maybe 99% of the blood came out Mechayim, you're right, it has to be a small amount came out Liachar Misa. A mashu of blood that comes out Liachar Misa and joins up with the other chevra where it came from, automatically upgrades it. It upgrades the Gantz Zach to Dam Meis Midrabanan. Why not Midaraisa? Like you said, no way. There's no way there's going to be a din where a small amount, a mashu, can influence the majority. Good, so we are now understand.
You just have to understand what the gezeirah is chachomim on this dam tfuza. Ought to what? Ought to something else. That's what we got
to
find out.
Ought to when all the blood came out of Liachar Misa.
Why would there be a tzad to make gezeirah over here? We know that zicha was just a drop of blood that came. Most of it was before Misa. What's the havmina? What's the
That's what Rashi says. Yeah, okay, so Rashi says gezeirah according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. If the majority came out liachar mechayim, but a miut a mashu came out liachar misa, upgrades all the blood midrabanan. That's the machlekes. The machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in this Mishnah is the machlekes of the rabanan, not the raisa. Are we good with this?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yossi says no. It's all mechayim yosher slamashu mechayim. Then the Gemara goes vayte izel dam tavusa Rashi dam minan beperikin de el de tumas the tumas the rabbanon. What is
this? This is a side explanation of what we just learned.
What is dam tavusa the rabbanon bechayim v'maisayish es sheheski do levi zlasa mechayim zavzavikul mechayim zavzavikul mevas zel dam tavusa umetame midrabon umetame midrabanon beoyhel nachamam midrabanon yavreviis and you don't know half mechayim kiramin beperikin de el dam tavusa the rabbanon. Rashi over here is giving support to his Yisoid. Okay, Rashi over here says, don't come with Tainus on me, because it says, Beferish dam tvusim mirabon, memel, we have to find hechetim sim mirabonan, revis, mechayim mimoisei. Mechayim mimoisei. Zeyno, hozalika lasuvika yishishukul bimoisei. Oh, maybe takakul bimoisei. In this instance, hadeh leis sreik saviktim deraisa. But it's shosa yachid. And that's the Saita. And memel lasuvika tamek. That we know for sure. We have to find the hechatim so it's a drabanan. And the only way is a horug. Because the horug, the majority came out with mechayim. The safik ruboy mechayim. Ruba ashminon. The afagav the misafkulon I ruboy mechayim goza ale tumma. Why? We're still goza tumma. Even though the majority is mechayim. If a miut of this dam came out liachar misa, it upgrades the entire thing. L'chomer midrabanan. Umiu ihavi nami ruba liachar misa. The truth being told, this is the majority came liachar misa. It doesn't matter. Ain tamasim in atayra. The revi shleimu demes binan. Her misa. That in order to be midaraisa, you have to have pure blood liachar misa. Umiu ihavi b'shitulon the ruba mechayim. It was a certainty to us.
That's Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita.
Right. Now, then we come to the third halacha. Another halacha was Rabbi Yehuda Meir Haruk Shoshim Meir Meir Yisrael Vachoyim Mutal B'mita Dam Metavtev. Tei Nayadin. Dam Metavtev Leguma Tamei Mishum Shatiba Shal Mitzvah Meir Vespoy. Oh, now okay. Here, the only difference in this case now is the following insight. In the previous case, the dam was flowing continuously. Yeah, the Chiddush? Mm-hmm. There's a continuous trickle of blood. So part of the blood came out Mechayim, part came out Liachar Misa. So here it's Poshut. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we make a Gzera, because since the blood is continuous flow, and part of the end of the flow was Liachar Misa, that Mashu of Liachar Misa that continuously flowed is going to upgrade all the blood before it until that into Tumid Midrabanan. But now we have a new case where it's not continuous. It's it's drops. It's metaftef. Oh, it's metaftef. So it already came to an end. The dam, mechayim, came to an end. And that's certainly going to be tahar.
So how do you make it exist? Like, so why, in fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would it be metaftef?
Oh, So you shouldn't be, because when dai is enough, you already said a chiddush. It's bad enough that if the majority of the vote was mechayim and a smashu was yachami, so you want to make the time upgrade. In the case where it was flowing continuously, there's more of a svara to be machmir in that case. But in a case where the blood mechayim completely comes to an end, it's over. It's over. And now there's a dam tiftef, a naya drop of blood which falls in. Right. Let's say that blood becomes bottle, because right. it's separate.
A naya din,
a naya unfan, right? No, it doesn't matter. He's so machmir. It doesn't matter. V'chachamim mitari. No, b'nei sherishon. You can't compare this case.
This is the part of the kasha, my friend.
Oh, now we're the kasha. Sherishon, rishon nifsa.
That's the kasha.
Fine. Independent question. So the Gemara says, "Shabbat Kamal Rabban Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda Tamei Diyamar Ein Dam Vatal Dam. Oh, this goes back to Chulin. You see that? The end of the Shas would take it back to Chulin.
So therefore, if the Seifer Shadad, if Rav the Revi said the Dam came out,
Min B'Minoy is not bottled. The famous Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. The famous Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Gan Shas. Min B'Minoy is not bottled. Memela, since it's a mashu of Dam L'Yachar Misa, and it falls into a puddle, a collection of blood from Mechayim. The blood Mechayim is not Metame, but Lacha Misa is Metame, and it falls in, it's not bottle. You have a Taruvis.
The Taruvis.
It's going to be tar washing. It's going to be dam nafal mechayim. It's going to be chaguma. The achkach nafal dam misa alav tiba tibin. Kol tiba v'tiba and should nafal with bottle with dam rishon. Shall you be good mechayim? Hey, could I mean to know the rules of the shabbat?
Sorry.
Okay, good. Could I learn tonight?